Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's word. And all I can say, it is a great word. God's word is always good. It's always great, and we are greatly to praise him. But there is none like our Father God, and there never will be any like our Father God. So all we can say is thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to push. Hallelujah. And you're like, what in the world is he talking about? An opportunity to push. We got to pray until something happens. Hallelujah. We got to pray until something happens. Whatever your something is that you're asking God for, you got to pray for it. We got to learn how to push past our problems, push past our difficulties, push past the strains that come in life. Because life is hard. And God never told us it would be easy. He never told us that it would be great. He never told us that everything would just run very smoothly. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. And we got to learn to push. We got to learn to pray until something happens. We got to learn to give it all to God because he can handle it. He can handle what we cannot. He can handle the hurt. He can handle the pain. He can handle grief. He can handle despair. God can handle everything that we cannot. And he does because he's with us always. He's always there, watching over us, always there, holding us up when we can't, holding us up when we stumble, keeping us from falling. That's what our Father God does. He keeps us from falling. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's been through some things in life. Wondered how a bill would get paid. Or how my sons would go to college and what they would do and how they would do it and all these things that come, how to pay for it, and, you know, what. But we thank God daily because he will keep on blessing you when you trust in him. And this morning as I was studying and thinking and praying and asking God to guide, he gave me this: in order to make changes in our lives and the lives of others, we must push with the knowledge that prayer changes all kinds of things. We must pray for each other and not be ashamed to ask others to pray for us. We need each other united in the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Through faith and prayer, learn to wait on the Lord. We will hear an answer with a yes. He will hear an answer with a yes or no. Yes, no, or maybe. A yes, no, or not right now. But mostly it's a yes or no or not right now. God is not wishy-washy. He's very on point. He will hear, I say it again, and answer with a yes, no, or not right now. And love of God be with you always. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Amen. Father God in heaven, I thank you this morning for your yes. I thank you this morning for your no. I thank you this morning for your not right now, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you gave us opportunity for a new day. You gave us an opportunity to wake up with the sunshine or with the rain. You gave us an opportunity to love each other instead of hate. You gave us an opportunity to be better today than we were yesterday. Father God, I pray for those that are hurting today. I pray for those that are going through, not by their own doing or their own fault. Father God, I'm binding that spirit that the enemy throws, that spirit of confusion, that spirit that comes in like a sneaky snake trying to steal our joy. But Lord God, you are our joy, and the joy of you is our strength. I thank you today, God, for the strength that you give us. Lord God, even in our mess, you give us strength. Even in our despair, you give us strength. Even in our don't know what to do, you give us strength. Father God, I pray to know you. I lift up the homeless, the helpless, the lost that are wandering in the fog of mental health situations, Lord. I pray because we all have been there. We all have been there in some respect. Lord God, depression is nothing to take lightly. So, Father, I pray for the depressed. I pray for the ones that are being attacked by the spirit of confusion that only comes from the sneaky snake, from the sneaky devil who you kicked out of heaven, who still wants to take control of humanity. Father God, I pray that light will come on in eyes and minds and spirits, that you will show us ourselves, God, that you will help us to be better, that we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free from darkness. We'll set free from the spirit of Antichrist that is trying to control minds and spirits and to hurt and not help. Father God, I pray this morning that this word touches someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit, to know that Job went through, but he never lost his trust in you. Father God, continue to show us what we need to have faith, to have that something that things hope for and the evidence of things not seen, to be able to know that where you are, we are with you in spirit, that you have never left us, you have never forsaken us, and you never will. Father God, I lift up my hands this morning, giving you honor, glory, and praise, and asking you, Father God, please increase as I decrease. Father God, as our children are going back to school today and have gone back to school over this week, I ask you to watch over our children, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Increase, oh God, as we, your children, decrease. Put edges of protection around our children, Lord God, as they go to their classrooms. They will not be afraid of the terrors by day or night, afraid that someone's coming in to kill them, like their peers, like what has happened to their peers. Father God, protect our babies. Protect them from hurt, harm, and danger in their classrooms, from those that would hurt them, from those that would harm them. Lord God, we are praying for a great school year. And Lord God, I pray for those in leadership in our nations to do what is right for the people of their country's aggrandizement, but help and love and caring for their constituents. Lord God, I ask you to remove confusion from the eyes of your children, that we will see dark for dark and light for light, life for life and truth for truth. Father God, I ask you to guide us and lead us in the way that we should go, that we will not depart from your grace as we move forward. Father God, again, please increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Father God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Father, are my strength and my redeemer. And I can't go forth without you. Father God, as I push, I'm praying until something happens, oh God, that souls be saved and minds be open to receive the love and caring that can only come from salvation in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I lift up this word this morning. I lift up my hands and give be to you, Father God. For you are my strength. And I can't do nothing without you, God. So I lift up my hands in worship. I lift up my hands in faith. I give all of me to you, Father, to be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, hallelujah, giving honor to the Most High God and hope of my life. I trust God, and I trust him with every fiber of my being. Hallelujah. I thank him today. I thank him today that he woke me up this morning, that he started me on my way. Hallelujah. I give honor to God. Thanking God for all of you. Thank you for joining me this morning. Those that are joining me on Twitter and Facebook, I thank God for you. Those that join me live on the phone, which is 213-943-3597. If you would like to speak or even do some scripture reading from another scripture, King James or NLT or NIV or Christian Standard Bible, whichever God may lay on your heart, I will be coming out of the New King James Version of the word, and the word we are using this year is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I'm coming out of the Signature Series, New King James Version, and all I can say is it is great. And I just claim every day I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or his ministry to hawk his Bible, but right now, ChristianBooks.com is having a sale on Bibles, and I say definitely, if you have a chance, go out and buy this Bible. And if you don't have a Bible, they have Bibles less than $10 that you can go out and buy. Get your Bible. Study and meditate and push. We got to learn to push today. We got to learn to pray until something happens. Changes come through prayer. But the thing is, we can't have selfish prayer either. We got to pray for the greater good. Hallelujah. Pray for the greater good of our nations. You know, we all of our nations have gone through ups, through downs, through good leaders, through bad leaders. Through great leaders, through not so great leaders. We've gone from the ugly and the bad to the great and the mighty. But whatever we do, we need to pray and watch God work in your life, because I can tell you, he is a game changer. God can change every situation to work for you. So let's get started in the word this morning. We are coming out of Job chapter 26. Verses 1 through 14, we will be also coming out of the 96th Psalm, verses 11 through 13, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 10 through 12, and our New Testament word this morning is coming out of Romans chapter 15, verses 25 through 33. We will be finishing up Romans chapter 13 today. Romans chapter 15 today. So let's get started in this word, family. And all I can say is to God be the glory. Hopefully everybody has had an opportunity to get your Bibles, because this is Bible study. And my responsibility and my assignment is to read the Word of God in 1 year. So those that are just joining us, you missed a lot of words. But this is my assignment. And so far, we are probably right there, probably a third almost done. I am just like shocked at how much God has given us in this word. And I thank God for Dr. Todd's family. When you hear me, I'll say a life lesson or a life question or life answers or the Bible says about. Those are commentaries from Dr. Stanley. And all I can say is he is phenomenal. And I am grateful that God put this Bible in my hands. And even after we don't read it on the show, I will still be reading this Bible. This is my go-to Bible for just meditation and study. And so I say to you, get you one of these Bibles. Get you a meditation and daily study Bible. It will change your life. It's changing mine. I got a lot more work to do, but I'm grateful that God has given me opportunity to get it done. So let's get started, family. Job chapter 26, starting at verse number 1. And it says, but Job answered and said, how have you helped me who is without power? Because remember now, Job is being told off by his friends. You know, friends can be there for you, but friends can also be a hindrance. And Job had Bildad who tried to tell Job about himself. You know, and then he ended what he had to say with, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, back it up. Did he just call Job a maggot and a worm? I was like, okay. You know, Job don't play. Job will come back at you with what he had to say, whether he's right, wrong, or different. He's going to tell you about it. He's not going to stand there and let you talk about him and not come back at you. Sick as a dog, boils all over, laying in the dirt and the ashes, dealing with all kind of things going on in his life. You know, lost his children. Wife wanted to curse God. And Job said, I'm hanging tough. Because I know that my change is going to come because I'm going to push. I'm going to keep pushing every day. I want to give up. Yes, I do. I'm going to push. See what Job has to say. But I'm going to go back and so you get everything in context. This is what his friend Bildad said yesterday. Dominion and fear belong to him, meaning God. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number to his honor? Upon whom does his light not rise? Now then, can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of woman? If even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm? That's what he just told Job. And now this is Job's response. How have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how have you declared sound advice to many? To whom have you uttered words? And whose spirit came from you? The dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Shore is naked before him. And destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the water in his thick clouds. Yet the clouds are not broken under it. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his clouds over it. He drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters. At the boundary of light and darkness, the pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his he adorned the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Let's get to our main topic today. It's coming out of Romans, but we're going to get all of our thoughts. We're going to get all word in this morning. And then we're going to go back for the what the Bible says in life quest, life lessons after we get our scripture this morning. And this is what our 96th Psalm says in 11 through 13. And again, our topic today is push. We got to pray until something happens. We got to pray until something happens. Are you pushing today? Hallelujah. Until prayer, and remember this, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And so let's get into our 96th Psalm, verses 11 through 13, for those that are just joining us. We are in the Old Testament, and then we will be going into Romans chapter 15, verses 25 through 33, finishing out Romans this morning. And as we get into the 96th Psalm, and we'll be finishing off the 96th Psalm today, and what God just put in my spirit is we're going to go back and read all of the 96th Psalm in its entirety, and then we'll go into our proverb this morning. And to finish off 96 Psalms, we're going to go back, and we're going to read the whole thing from verse 1 to verse 13. And why? Because God just put it in my spirit to do so. Because when we pray, we got to push. We got to push. We got to pray until something happens. And this psalm is praising God this morning. Are you giving God the glory today? Are you just telling God, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for all you've done for me. Father, I lift up this planet today. I lift up your people today. I ask you, Lord God, to watch over the needy, Lord God, that there not be one child going hungry today, and that not one child is being mistreated, are vilified in the class today. And the word of God says in the 96th Psalm, King of the earth. And I'm coming out of the Christian Standard Bible, and it says this, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wondrous works among all people. For the Lord is great and is highly praised. He is feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Cry to the Lord, you families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. He judges the people fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then all the trees of the forest will shout for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Great is, oh Lord our Father, we got to have a God is in our spirit. And when we go back to King James, New King James, and read the same word, it says, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods and little gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. And we know the word of God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Hallelujah. We got to know who our Father is. And then it tells us, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. But the Lord made the heaven. Hallelujah. Honor the majesty. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Thanking God this morning. And as we continue, give the Lord, O families. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him and tremble before him all the earth. All day among the nations the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people. Which is just read the 96th Psalm. In Proverbs 23, verses 10 through 12, it says, do not remove the ancient landmark, nor enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. We can't get out of reading. We have to read. We have to study. We have to try to understand what's going on in this world. As Marvin Gaye said, what's going on? You know, we have the same thing that was going back in 1970 when Marvin Gaye wrote what's going on to what's going on today. Things haven't changed too much. The same things that were going on in the 50s and 60s, folks are trying to bring back now because that was a great time. It might have been a great time for some, but it was not a great time for others. We need to make a new time where we are loving, kind, and treat each other the way we want to be treated, especially if we call ourselves Christians. We are members of the way, the truth, and the life. We are God's sons and daughters, and we need to start acting like it by loving each other. We got to love each other. We are all children of the Most High, and we have to love each other. It's hard. Hate takes a whole lot of work. I'd rather love, because when you love, God loves you better. We got to love. We got to push. We got to start praying until something happens. We got to start praying until something happens. And prayer changes all kind of things. We wonder why fish are dying in our sea. Pray. And start cleaning up the ocean. We gotta wonder why things are falling to the earth because we got a whole bunch of junk up there that we place. Not only did we junk up the earth, we're trying to junk up the universe. We got to stop, and take a minute. Start to pray. Stop to listen. And take a minute to change. And in Romans 15, verses 25 through 33, it says, but now I'm going to Jerusalem. Paul is writing this letter to minister to saints, but it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. But if the Gentiles have been partakers of the spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. And I'm sure I already know there are those that say, I don't believe God, because the word of God says in the New Testament that we graciously give, paraphrasing, that we give from a gracious heart, that we give free will offerings. Yes. But Jesus also said, I didn't come to change the law, but to fulfill it. So we need to look at the whole word and get it all in context. And let's keep it moving here. Because it says there, therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this week, I shall go by way of you to Spain. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in what? Prayers to God for me. It's like, I'm asking you to pray for me. I'm going through, but I need your prayers. I need your prayers. Paul didn't hesitate to ask for prayer. We all need prayer. I need prayer. You need prayer. We pray for each other. I pray for you. You pray for me. As the song says, I love you. I need you to survive. Hallelujah. And it says that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. And that's our word for this morning. Now we're going to go back and look at some life lessons and what the Bible says this morning. In Job chapter 26, verse 7, he hangs the earth on nothing. And all you have to do is go back and look at the pictures at NASA, and you can look at the earth and just see how beautiful it is from space. This little bitty ball out there just hanging in the darkness. And you can move, and you can see even at night the lights that shine all over the earth. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. And to think that God made this beautiful planet for us. What a mighty, mighty God he serves. And then it's what Dr. Shelley says, who but God could take nothing and hang the world on it? Who but God could take the nothing of a destitute widow and pay her bills with it? Woo! And that's in 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. And we all know that that is a story. Let's go over to 2 Kings. This is home as a widow. It hits home. Because I've watched God. Y'all know this girl gets filled up in a minute, but I have seen God in my own life. And I didn't have. And God sent strength to pay for things that I needed. God sent saints that didn't ask for anything back. They just said, God, told me to give this to you. God told me to handle this for you. God knows what we need, even when we have too much pride, what you're needing. Hallelujah. Ask God to take care of it. And I'm going to tell you this. When you push, he will change things. Alicia. And we know Alicia. Alicia didn't play. Let's just put it that way. But this is the word of God, and it's the oil. I say, whew, God will give you oil. And all you need is a little, and God will make you look into a lot. And it says, a certain woman of the wife of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha and said, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your fear is the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons and be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and the old man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt on the rest. God will provide. God will provide. All you have to do is believe. You got to push. What could he do with your nothing? What can God do with your nothing? He can make your nothing into something. But you got to push. You got to pray until something happens. Prayer changes things. And as we go into Job chapter 26, verses 17 through 14, the power of his ways. Hallelujah. And it says, the greatest force in nature give nothing but the teeniest hint of God's immeasurable power. That was Job's message to his friends when he said, he hangs the earth on nothing. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power. By his spirit he adorned the heavens. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways. And how small a whisper we hear of him. The amazing thing is that God makes all that abundant power available to us through prayer. The mighty hand that created the heavens is available to you as you kneel before him and put your trust in him. What is it that burdens your heart today? Is it some desperate need or long unfulfilled desire? Is your intercession filled with concern over the welfare of another? Is there some obstacle that blocks your path or some challenge you don't have the strength for? Do not despair. The one who is able to shake the heavens and stir the seas is able to help you. Ephesians 1:19-20 admonishes you to embrace the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. The working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. In other words, what God offers you is the same amazing strength, wisdom, and love that accomplished the resurrection of Christ from the dead and raised him to his throne in heaven. Really, is there anything that you can face that needs more power than that? Come on now. No matter what you're worried about, one thing is for sure, you can't possibly know the extraordinary extraordinary manner by which God is going to work it all out. So pray to him and express your trust in his magnificent ways. There may be much that you don't understand about how he's going to help you, but you can be sure he will, and when he does, it will shake your world for good. Hallelujah. Wow. I just know that God is speaking to all of us today. We got to know that we have to push. Push through your situation. Push through your push through your desolation. Push through your storm. Push through the rain. Push through whatever is going on in your life. You got to push through it. Because prayer changes things. I'm believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders in my life. I'm believing God that he will make a way out of no way. I'm believing God that he will give us what we desire. Because what our blessings and our gifts are calling from God is irrevocable. What God has for me is for me. What God has for you is for you. You got to stand on his word every day. Not sometimes, but every day. We got to stand on the word of God. In Job chapter 26, verse 4, are the mere edges of his ways. Though we can know God intimately, we can only know him in part because he is so limitless. We are so limited. In fact, even the whole story of what Jesus did on earth has not been told. Come on now. John 21 and 25 says, there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. The point is, though we know the important things about God, his love, character, and salvation, we should never be so arrogant to declare that we have exhausted knowledge about him, because we don't. We don't. Not one person on this earth knows everything about God. We all learn something new every day. God can be to a box. And nothing can our minds, and neither can our minds, hope to hold him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your omniscience. Thank you, God, for just being awesome and mighty and bigger than we could ever imagine. Proverbs 23 and 11, their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead the cause against you. Whew. Better understand, don't mess with people's stuff. Don't mess with people's stuff. Don't move landmarks and say, I'm going to just take a little bit of their land. They won't notice. I'm going to take this widow's home. I'm going to take her children and put them into slavery because her husband owed me some money. Come on now. How many children have gone missing because of debt of parents? How many children have been killed because of debt and somebody's greed? Come on now. We got to change our ways, and we got to push. Strive together. There were none more helpless than the orphans and widows. And that's not in ancient times. That's today. That is today. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years from then. What was then is now. In ancient days, in ancient times, and I'm going to say, and today. There were none more helpless than the orphans and widows. However, because they were often powerless and vulnerable, God pledged himself to be their redeemer and defender. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for defending us. I'm speaking for widows today. Thank you, God, for defending us. those who took advantage of them because they seemed to be easy targets soon discovered that the Lord God himself was, I know my Redeemer lives, and I know that my daddy God's got my back. I know he is protecting me. He is watching over me. He is taking me where I need to go. He is paying my bills. Hallelujah. I just thank God. When you see how wonderful he is, you understand. When somebody tells you, you've got to get your chimney repaired, because if you don't, it's going to mess with the foundation of your home, and God pays the whole bill. Come on now. Don't tell me what my daddy God can do. He can do it all. God sent his servant to help me to build in full. Don't tell me what God can do. Hallelujah. Romans 15 and 30 says, strive together with me in prayer to God for me. God loves to answer the faithful prayers of believers that are offered on behalf of other believers. Paul, the great apostle, frequently asked others to pray for him. God wants us praying regularly for each other. Lift up your brothers. Lift up your sisters. Lift up your neighbors. Lift up the children on the block. Lift up those in need, those that are in need of spiritual help, those that are in need of salvation. Lift up the young mother with her children instead of talking about, girl, she got all them kids and don't know she ain't got, ain't daddy the first. And no, shut your mouth. Don't put your tongue on someone you don't know their story. You lift them up. Father God, I pray for the widows and the orphans. I pray for the single mothers and fathers raising children. I pray, Lord God, that you lead them and guide them as their children go back to school or daycare or where they must place someone else to watch over them. Lord God, I'm praying today that all this nation comes together in love and understanding. Father God, I pray for my president. I pray for those that are in law enforcement who are being threatened. I pray, Lord God, that you unharden the hearts and truly hear. And Lord God, I'm asking you to step into your houses of God and guide pastors into speaking what you want them to say and not what they want to say. Lord God, help us to do our job, to go to work, to save souls. But it is not about political parties or foolishness. It's about souls being saved. Because, Lord, you are coming back. Not one of us know the day, not one of us know the time, not one of us know the hour. Father God, let each day, each minute, each second, each hour, let each of the times that we are here, remember that you are in charge, Father God. And so, Father, I lift up everyone listening to this message today, that they will push, that they will push, they will push, and they will push the more. As they push for not only themselves, but that they push for others. But we are all family, and we all come together to push against the wiles of the enemy, to hold tight the bloodstained banner that covers us all. By the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord God, I lift up this planet, praying for each and every one on it, oh God, from one nation to the next, from one continent to the next. I, Father God, that you watch over each and every person, each and every child. Lord God, I pray for those that have never heard of the name of Jesus, that they will learn to know that name and call on that name in the middle of the hour of the night when the fears of the world come after. Father God, I'm lifting up this planet that we will treat it with the respect it's due, because it is the air we breathe, oh God, that we will remember that it is you that put breath in our body. It is you that woke us up this morning. It is you that gave us a brand new day. Father God, I lift up together in unity and love that Sundays will not be the most segregated day of the week, that we will honor the Sabbath with all of us coming together in love for each other and for you. I lift it up. I'm giving honor and praise and glory to you, O God. After you, to hear our prayer collectively and individually as we pray for each other, calling on the name of Jesus. And it is in his name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to pray. We got to push. We got to pray until something happens and our change comes. Hallelujah. Thank you all for listening in this morning. And a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, today is this. When God decides to bless you, he will cause situations to come together in your favor. No matter what others try to do, have a wonderful Wednesday. And I can attest and raise my hand and say, yes, Lord, yes. For the God that I serve, it comes through so many times. I can't even tell you how many. Because he's just that kind of daddy God. And he loves us more than we could ever imagine. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for this mighty word this morning. And I just got to read it one more time. When God decides to bless you, he will cause situations to come together in your favor, no matter what others try to do. Have a wonderful Wednesday. I'm taking that message right now, and I'm sharing it. Ooh, what a word. It is an awesome and wonderful word. Thanking God today. God today. And let's get into our last thing this morning, our 365 days of prayer for life, because we're going to pray some more. Hallelujah. Whew, with help. Come on now. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. 32nd Psalm, verse 8, NRSV. Counselor, you are the one I turn to when I am not sure which path to take. You are faithful in instruction, always offering your wisdom. When I ask, your word is full of your simple approach to life. Though not easy, your plan always yields the fruit of your kingdom. Above all else, I want to be found in you. You are indescribably good. You see the choices before me and give me the wisdom I need to choose the way that aligns most with who you are and who you call me to be. I don't have to fear that you will misdirect me. You don't withhold advice when I ask for it. So with faith, I believe I will have the assurance I need to move forward, hallelujah, in wisdom and peace. I'm so grateful that my path is not set in concrete. There is so much more grace available than I anticipate. I take hope in knowing every success and every failure is an opportunity to find you in the middle of it. You never give up, so neither will I. And the question today is, with help, what do you need direction for right now? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, family. That is our word for this morning. Again, thank you for listening in, those on Twitter, those on Facebook. Those that are listening live on Blog Talk Radio, I thank you all. Thanking God for Blog Talk and the opportunity to freely read his word and bring God to the radio, that those that want to hear can hear. But this is our season to give God grace, to give God our best praise. So praise the Lord today with a hallelujah shout out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the honor, of all the glory, of all the praises. The psalmist said, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made. I am rejoicing in it. And I am a thankful, grateful servant. And as we depart from each other, I pray over you. As Paul said, pray for me, I pray for you, that the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it, because God gave us a do-over. Have a great day, family. Stick around. I got to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed.